again, and welcome back to Running Evolution's Couch to 5K session, week 4. Hi, how are you? How did your week go? Did you find a 5K? Did you write down all your goals? Was that kind of fun? I hope you got your homework in. And if you didn't, try to find the source of what's happening. Some people find excuses in their fear. I know I do. Do you know how many times I've had that, I couldn't find enough time to go for a run when I was sitting there reading Facebook? Well, it was a lot, trust me. Ask my husband. The more you get out there, the easier it gets. So today, we'll go over etiquette, weird running problems, and what the heck to do next. Let's go for a little walk to get warmed up. Here's some walking music. I am not Susie Do No Wrong, but there are rules to the road, and as a coach to new runners, I feel like I want to stack your toolbox with all the things to know. Trash. Don't throw it on the ground. Come on, right? Duh. No brainer. But I see it happening all the time. Some runners use these little tiny packets of syrup called on-the-go nutrition and throw it on the ground like rock stars. But don't do this unless you are in a supported race and you see people collecting them and putting in trash cans. I still put in the trash can even on the race. I'm not going to win these things. So that's okay. Next, please say hi to other runners. At least wave. It's nice and it creates community. And it makes the other runners feel the love. The running paths are usually shared by bikes, walkers, and little kids on bikes. Give them room and thank them for moving over for your Olympic qualifying time. Try to stay on the sidewalks, well, you know, for safety. Those are the big ones. Let's go for a walk.
Thank you.
So, no one ever told me these runner problems. I'm telling you, this is the TMI part of the program. First, chafing. So what is chafing? It's when your skin gets rubbed with your other skin, and hopefully it's your own skin, or the version of running you're doing might be X-rated, or rubs against your clothes. You find this out when you hop in the shower after a run and your skin turns into fire. Time does cure all these things, but preventative measures need to be taken. You can use a skin lubricant. I like Vaseline, or there's a thing called Blue Steel that works like a charm. You put it wherever your skin touches your own skin or where it touches your clothes. If you get it under your bra, you probably need a new bra. Cotton is a huge culprit of chafing. And if you have to have an old bra, that could be the source of the problem too, since your elastic on the bra might be showing too much and you just need to get a new bra. Another lovely thing that happens to new runners and, well, everybody is poop. Everybody does it. So come on, grow up. This is serious. When all the jostling happens in your body wants to evacuate everything in the lower colon. So run somewhere that you know how you have access to bathrooms and start experimenting with different pre-run foods. Up on coffee earlier in the day, so all the business is taken care of before I head out the door for a run, and it does go away. But no one tells you these things, so you're welcome. Let's go for a little walk break. Hopefully you're liking this running a little bit more. It takes a few weeks for you really to love it. And hopefully you'll love the feeling afterwards. About going faster or longer, but I want you to take a few weeks to relish in where you are now. I like for people to get to their goals and fully accept and love that they are where they are in that moment. You've come a long way and you should be really proud of that. Give yourself a pat on the back. Nice job. Your goal should be to like this a little, and you'll have good days and bad days, but as long as you keep it up, you are a runner. Neat. Thank you. If you do want to go longer, just take one day out of the week and add 5 minutes to it. You want to go a little bit slower for these runs, and if you go past 45 minutes, you get to take fun things to eat, like candy. Well, this running thing got a whole lot better, right? Gummy bears, jelly beans, just a little couple of things that help kickstart your fat stores for energy. And if you don't have any fat stores, well, you can have some of mine. I'm a giver. Want to go faster? It's the same kind of thought. One day a week on a shorter run, go faster or for short intervals, then go slower, faster, slower. I like to use a track, so your faster is on the straightaways and your slower on the curves. It's not an all-out sprint, but it's just a little faster. Make sure that you warm up for 10 minutes jogging slow before you do this. And don't go all out when you go fast. You won't be able to hold a conversation. And it's fun. All right, this is the last one. Now, you're ready to leave the nest and go on by yourself. A few things to keep in mind while you get going. Keep signing up for 5Ks every month until you're running consistently and easily. Start recruiting your friends. As a new runner, it is your duty to start people and show them the way. My goal is to make as many runners as possible all around the world. So please spread the word. I need your help. And be supportive, enthusiastic, and compassionate for those people as well. Have fun and be great. Thank you so much for letting me help you. Way to go.